With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. Windsor police are looking for suspects and answers following a horrific beating caught on tape. A 16-year-old with autism was cornered and attacked Saturday night outside Devonshire Mall by a group of teens. A 14-year-old is already arrested. The victim was hospitalized with serious, non-life-threatening injuries. A Windsor man classified as a high-risk offender has been arrested in Sarnia. Police went to a motel Wednesday morning on London Line to arrest the man who had an outstanding warrant. They also found $34,000 worth of illicit drugs. The 31-year-old is facing a plethora of drug and weapon counts. The contractor who created the ArriveCan app has slammed a critical government report. Global News reports that a partner at GC Strategies says his personal reputation and that of his company have been damaged by what he called an inaccurate report. The partners have been appearing before a House committee to discuss alleged mismanagement of the app. Slowly but surely, progress has been made on the Gordie Howe International Bridge deck. A photo released this week shows the two sides of the deck coming together. They are now about 139 meters apart. Crews are hoping to bring the two sides together by early summer. The bridge is set for a fall 2025 opening. Pushback continues on a planned federal carbon tax hike. Global News reports that Alberta Premier Danielle Smith met with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau Wednesday in Calgary. Premier Doug Ford told reporters at an event in Pickering that the April 1st increase will only damage the federal Liberals in the long run. The fate of the convicted Oxford, Michigan high school shooter's father is now in the hands of a jury. James Crumbly is facing manslaughter charges. His wife has already been convicted in the first case of its kind in U.S. history. Prosecutors say he was the one who bought his son the weapon that was used in the attack that killed four classmates. The University of Windsor's president will be around longer. The school's Board of Governors has agreed to extend the term of President and Vice Chancellor Dr. Robert Gordon. The board cited U of W's increased research commitments under Gordon's watch and his leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic. We could be in store for some wet weather Thursday and Friday. There are no weather statements or warnings in place right now, but a storm system moving across the U.S. could bring rain and thunder to Windsor, Essex. Environment Canada has called for up to 20 millimeters of rain. In sports, LaSalle needed overtime to beat Chatham 5-4 in Game 3 of their Junior B first-round playoff series. In Junior C, Lakeshore beat Wheatley 3-2 in Game 2 of their second-round series. On the court, the Express fell at Kitchener-Waterloo 123-116. In the NBA, the Pistons beat the Raptors 113-104 at the Pizza Bowl. Michigan lost to Penn State at the Big Ten Tournament 66-57, ending their season. At spring training, the Blue Jays beat the Pirates 10-3 Wednesday, while the Tigers lost to the Phillies 4-1. Thursday morning's weather, cloudy and 13 with showers or thundershowers likely, down to 4 Thursday night with scattered rain, mostly cloudy Friday and 10. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.